Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. Little Texas Blues, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lennox Cornwall is our guest, our good friend, great Brent Church member, author of Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success, Lennox A. Cornwall. And that's available wherever books are sold. I need your website, Lennox.
Yeah, very straightforward, lennoxcornwall.com. And it's L-E-N-N-O-X and Cornwall with an A.
All right, so check that out. We're talking about the ROI of sacrifice. When it comes to our children, you've been helping us understand this. When it comes to our children, we sacrifice for our kids so they'll grow up to be happy, functioning adults. We sacrifice for our businesses so it will pay us dividends down the road. That's deferred gratification. That's a financial hope of a financial reward there. What are some other ways that you define it, and what are some of the things we have to watch for when we're dealing with sacrifice? What's the ROI of sacrifice in other ways?
One of the things I like to tell people, Jim, is that we have to believe that we're going to benefit from deferring that gratification. If we don't, we won't do it.
Right.
It's just common sense. But it also takes massive discipline. So if you put those two things together, a belief that it's going to actually improve one's life, and then the discipline, we come back to the principle that we all know in business of setting goals and dreaming big.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, it's just not going to work, you know. And I see a lot of businesses failing because the end goal, that dream, is not big enough, and they don't have enough reasons why they want to get there. So I would say, you know, again, just coming back to basic principles of life skills and business skills is to map out what you want, even if you don't know how to get it, know why you want to get it. That's
right.
A big magnet.
And what's it going to cost you to have that, and see how much of that's going to come from the marketplace or from the world, and how much of it's going to come out of your hide, and see which, if that's what you're willing to pay.
Exactly, because there's always a price. There's always a price.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell people that I'm a horrible saver. I may be the worst saver on the planet, but I'm one heck of a mortgage payment maker.
Mm.
So in other words, I don't like putting money in the bank and saving. I never did for some reason, but I have no problem writing a check for a mortgage because to me that's a better way to save. And but either way, that's money I don't get to spend on me right now.
Without a doubt. And I think, you know, people who say it's difficult to save, I think some of the time it's that they see this mountain of money, if I can call it that, growing in the bank, and they're tempted to do something.
That's
you are making a mortgage payment.
That's another reason.
You don't have to think about that.
Yeah, that money's not available to you, at least not for initially. But anyway, right. Go ahead.
So, again, just looking at other ways that we sacrifice it, you know, we talked about kids being important. You know, I've seen people giving up a working environment to have a dual income for the sake of schooling kids at home,
mm-hmm.
because that is a massive ROI to them, more than the financial return on investment.
That's right.
So, again, I'm not saying that there's every, you know, there's not one size fits all. We have to determine what it is we want in life, and that comes back to those goals and the desire. And once you understand that, you can start planning out your path in business or elsewhere to get the maximum ROI on the sacrifice that you're prepared to put in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, keep going. You're doing good. They're diminishing. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Exactly. I was going to say that, Jim, once we actually start understanding that, we have to be very, very careful with this because, like many investments, sacrifice can begin to yield diminishing returns and then, of course, negative returns. So
mm-hmm.
some of the things to look out for are Are you so invested in your business that it now owns you, and you can't move or breathe mm-hmm. because you're afraid of the business doing something that it doesn't want to do, or you don't want it to do, so you can't sleep? Are you losing key social relationships, particularly family ones, because, again, you're tied to the business?
Mm-hmm.
And these are, I would say, traps that many business people fall into because, again, they don't start with the end in mind. We go into business oftentimes for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And we end up having incarceration.
Being enslaved,
well, that's
yeah.
because we weren't thinking straight. What return do you want? Mm-hmm. And then what do you need to set up to actually get that?
And the hardest decision is when you is the one you have to make sometimes, and most of us have made it at some point in time, where you realize that what you've been sacrificing for was not a good investment. And how do you stop? How do you get off the train? Knowing when to quit is one of the hardest things an entrepreneur has to do, isn't it?
Without question. So that brings us to, you know, reversing those diminishing returns. You have to be honest, okay? It's like, I have a problem,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to admit it. Until you admit that you have a problem, like with Alcoholics Anonymous and everything else, that problem's going to persist. So that's the first thing to do. Admit you've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing to do would be to remember what your original objective was. If you set up a business for greater freedom and you are now incarcerated, okay, you know you're off track.
Right.
So go back to what you wanted and start replanning or doing something differently.
Well said. LennoxCornwall.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the website. The name on the book, Embracing Failure. Lennox, good job today. Come back soon.
Love to, Jim. Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.